blue outline, blue helmets with the Pirate insignia on the both sides of the helmet. Nuremberg back to pass, has no one open, finally finds Simon open at the 30-yard line. And it's going to be very close to the first down, about a 7-yard gain. No word yet if it is a first down or not.
Back on that injury report, guys, I was just talking to the medical staff of Harbor Beach, and they asked Eli at the quarter swing, they said, how's everything feel? And he looked at him and said, perfect. So that's a good sign. Everything seems to be okay, and he looks to be playing fantastic. So there's an update on that.
Thank you, Mike Meiser, on the sidelines today for WLAW Sports. First and 10 on the completion from Simon there, as Nuremberg now airing this one out to the left. And his intended receiver lost his footing at the Harbor Beach 46-yard line. Pass was intended for Zach Thalen, the 5'8 sophomore. And went incomplete on the near sideline. Harbor Beach trying to go for the second effort on the interception, none taken. And now a second and 10.
Yeah, and that's the difference between the Pewaumee Westphalia defensive backs and the Harbor Beach ones. Eli Kraft had his eyes on the quarterback and made an adjustment to where that ball was thrown. And with a diving effort, he was fingertips away from making a diving interception. He was closer to getting that pass than the own receiver was.
Second and 10, Nuremberg on the keeper, trying to go through left guard, and nothing going there, maybe a yard. Now brings up 9 to go, third down. From the 32-yard line, maybe two-yard gain on the spot.
George Sutherland making the stop for Harbor Beach's defensive line. Now a quick adjustment as they take out Josh Wan, bring in Austin Seltz for a little more pass coverage here, anticipating a throwing play of some kind.
Harbor Beach playing a 4-3 defense. Now Austin Seltz, actually a four linebacker core. Austin Seltz, your outside linebacker. I formation for Pewamo. And it's a quick slant to number 4, complete to William Fandel at the 39-yard line, but he's shy of the first down by a yard. And we have a timeout called by Pewaumee Westphalia, facing a 4th-and-1 from their own 39-yard line. It's Harbor Reach 24, Pewaumee Westphalia 14 on the WLAW Sports Network.
Hydration isn't something athletes do just during a practice or game. Good hydration takes place before practices and games as well. You can learn more about good hydration and heat acclimation by visiting the MHSAA website, clicking on Education, and checking out the various resources, including a free online course offered by the National Federation. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Stop the run. Stop the run. Can't stop the run. They can't stop the run.
Fourth down for Pewaumee Westphalia. 1 yard to go. 6:15 left in the ballgame. Harbor Beach leading by 10 points. Shotgun for Nuremberg, now coming to the I formation. Rademacher, then Wolniakowski, receiver wide each way. Nuremberg on the keeper. He has the first down. He's still on his feet. Finally going to be brought down at the 45-yard line. A 6-yard pickup when they only needed one, first and 10 for the PW Pirates.
That looked like your old-fashioned rugby scrum there, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, indeed. First and 10 now for PW. 6:10 left in the fourth quarter.
Tackle made by number 63, Jake Shoemaker.
Jake Shoemaker, of course, missing the second half of the regular season due to a knee injury, back at 100% strength in the playoff run. I formation, Nuremberg under center, receiver wide each way, right to left across your radio, working off the right hash. They're going to air this one out to Simon, and he can't bring it in at the 35-yard line. He was wide open. Eli Kraft had to adjust on the near sideline. And no damage done as it fell incomplete off of the hands of Simon, the 6'5" receiver, now second and 10 for PW at their own 45.
Yeah, Eli Kraft made a late change of direction and got over to the play. Simmons had it on his hand, and Kraft makes a hit at the same time. He recovered nicely and made that ball impossible to catch.
Two wide each way. To the left of Nuremberg is Rademacher in the shotgun. Looking for a quick pass, and it was nearly caught by number 36. Zach Thalen falls incomplete at the 48-yard line of Harbor Beach. Now a 3rd and 10.
Thalen, a sophomore there. Devin Lemansky jumped into that route, put his hand up and just missed it. I think threw off Thalen there as that ball ended up hitting him right in the chest and goes to the ground. A break there for Harbor Beach, and actually probably a bigger head hanger there for Pewaumee Westphalia.
And Josh Wan comes off on a 3rd and 10. Austin Seltz, the speedster, replacing him. Coming out, lining up against a much taller number 26, Simmet. Two wide each way, Harbor Beach adjusting on defense. Nuremberg in the shotgun, looking to his left, nothing there. Coming out, he has trouble. Nick Hessling's all over him. He gets this one off. It is hits the hands of number 36. Zach Thalen again at the 43-yard line. This one's incomplete again, and now a 4th and 10 for Pewaumee Westphalia after 3 straight incomplete passes.
Kyle Nuremberg doing a great job of extending the play. He dodges the sack by Jake Shoemaker and expands the play. Thalen does a nice job finding the open spot just past the line, just past the first down marker, excuse me, but just has the ball hit him in a bad spot, Clark, the hands.
I hate when that happens. Two wide each way, 4th and 10, PW's going for it. Nuremberg in the shotgun, rolling to his left, looking to pass. He has to let this one rip, and it's incomplete. Pass was intended for number 88, Jordan Krause, 5'11 senior, hit his extended hand, nothing more. Incomplete pass, turnover of downs, gets back to the Harbor Beach's offense. 1st and 10 from PW. W's 45, 5:34 left in the ball game.
Kyle Nuremberg there running and had to throw across his body. The ball sailed on him just a little bit. It was all the receiver Krause could do was get one hand on it and try and pull it down to himself. Mike.
Guys, Harbor Beach scored on that last ball to take Pewaumee to a virtually a it's just huge. Now they get the ball on Pewaumee's 45, have a chance to actually really put this game out of reach if Harbor Beach can score here.
And it's a handoff to number 22, Mitch Hearn, gets out to the 41, maybe the 42-yard line of Pewaumee Westphalia. It's a 3-yard gain, 2nd and 7 coming up.
Tackle made by number 34, Aaron Rademacher.
Mitch Hearn comes out, DJ Ridner back in. As the H-A-R-B-O-R chant starts here in Harbor Beach. 2nd and 7 now for the HB Pirates at PW's 42-yard line. 4:55 left in the ballgame. T formation, Kraft is under center. And it's a rolling around the outside for a keeper. He's to the 40-yard line, dips, dives, dodges all the way down to the 36-yard line. It's gonna be shy of the first down by maybe a yard, brings up 3rd and manageable, which is about a yard.
Adam Chartrin with the tackle for Pewaumee Westphalia.
Very tight game here in the second half. Both teams scoring a touchdown in the second act after the intermission. 4:20 left in the ball game. 24-14, Harbor Beach leading Pewaumee Westphalia. Mitch Hearn sets up wide to the right. It's a handoff to DJ Ridner on the 3rd and short. He has the first down across the 35, down to the 34, where forward motion stops. He has the first down by about a half a yard, and it's a first down for Harbor Beach.
And a big time run there by DJ Ridner to get that first down. He's your short yardage power guy, and he does his job getting the first down. Now Harbor Beach can run the clock down. Just under 4 minutes to go here.
1st and 10 for HB. DJ Ridner coming out of the game. Needed pretty much for very short third downs when power is needed. T formation, Kraft is under center. Mitch Hearn, Austin Seltz, and Travis Hessmaker in the backfield left to right. Eli Kraft, there's the snap, hands it off to Travis Hessmaker. He dives through left guard, gets out to about 2 yards, out to the 33-yard line, nothing more than that. And now we have a timeout called by Pewaumee Westphalia with 3:34 left in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach leads by 10, 24-14 on the WLEW Sports Network.
Mom, I like need a cell phone for Christmas this year.
Oh, really? And why is that? Let me guess. You know someone with a cell phone, right?
Well, duh, Mom, like everyone. All my friends have cell phones.
Everyone, huh? And if everyone went swimming in Lake Huron tomorrow, would you go too?
No, like it's too cold.
Tell me,